Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jimmy
Cash. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live. We care,
share,
we love. They want it. Well, good evening out there. It is Tele Tuesday. I hope everyone had a wonderful day. If you didn't have a good day today, you will have a good one tomorrow. Stephanie Haynes will not be with us this evening. She's a bit under the weather. And her topic was going to be healing trauma, and we do not want any trauma coming on her or anyone else. She has an event coming up on Friday the 18th for Grown and Sexy. And that is under the Black Women for Wellness Los Angeles organization. Go to the website, www.bwwla.org. Look for the event on March 18th. There's going to be a great topic, and there's going to be gift card giveaways. You do want to register for that. That is a free event. And she does wonderful, wonderful events. So we want her to stay at home and rest this evening, so that she'll be prepared for that. You know, trauma is something that we all go through, and that topic of healing trauma, she'll bring it to us next week. And when there's loss in a family, it creates stress, trauma, sadness, disappointment, a lot of things. So at this time, I'd like to dedicate Tele Tuesday and share with you that my niece, Valencia Fuller, in Texas, lost her husband, Dennis Fuller. He had some health problems. It wasn't from COVID, but I want to dedicate this portion of this show to Valencia, the Texans, and have each and every one of you send prayer there to them. My great-niece, Jacqueline Fuller, will be graduating from Prairie View College in Houston. As receiving her bachelor's, she is the president of the engineers club there. She's the brainiac, okay? She already has a great position waiting for her. So please send prayer so that we can all take our good energy and our encouragement so that she can push on across that stage and flip that tassel and feel good about it, because I know she's going to be a bit sad. Her father won't be there to see her, but like I told her, he's riding on your shoulders. Don't worry about it. So let's send prayer out there. This is dedicated to the Fullers in Houston, Texas, Valencia, Jacqueline, and all the Texans down there. We love you. Linda, this show is dedicated to you, okay? And as we move on here, you know, we are celebrating Women's Month here, and there is the 45th stamp, Black Heritage stamp, that is out, and that stamp is for Edmonia Lewis. Edmonia Lewis on Friday and Saturday at the Museum of African American Art, and that's going to be at 4005 Crenshaw, third floor, in the Baldwin Hills Plaza. They will be having, like, memorabilia and information about that. So if you get an opportunity on Saturday, on Friday and on Saturday, please go by on Friday it will be from 11:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. And on Saturday it's going to be from 12 to 1. So you want to check that out. That's the 45th Black Heritage Stamp for the woman, Hedmonia Lewis. Yay, yay, yay. Talking about those black women and all women making history. And I'm going to tell you this. I tell you this every show. When we speak from our mind, we change minds. When we speak from our heart, we change hearts. But when we speak from experience, we change lives, okay? And it's very important that we keep that in mind. As again, I said, Stephanie will not be with us, but we do these things so that we don't have to experience too much trauma. And before I go to the next, we're going to make this show short and brief on here. I would like to share with you some information that was shared with me. And this is to build your courage, to be courageous. You know, obstacles exist to test and train us. It's like students of judo who become stronger by being thrown about again and again by their instructor. If we face every obstacle with the readiness to confront it and the determination to win, we will be able to overcome the most difficult challenges. We have to live lives of victors. We are victorious. This was shared to me from my friend from Atlanta, Miss Sabrina, who sent it in to me, who just lost her sister a couple of weeks ago. And it's just like things are happening. There's a lot of losses here. And this was taken from an excerpt from Daisaku Ikeda, which is our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful mentor. So we're going to keep moving on here. I've told you about the losses. I want to remind you and tell you this. Those cases out there are still on the rise. They're still on the rise, okay? We're going through it. It's not over with out there. No matter what you might think or what you've been told, it is not over. So I want you to be mindful, be kind. Make sure that you're taking care of yourself and also making it happen to take care of others out there. It is not over. It's not over. Do not relax. Stay aware. Do whatever you have done thus far to keep you here, okay? It's not over. And I just cannot reiterate that. We have to deal with it the way that we deal with it, but it's not over. So when you are going through things and you learn information and how to take care of yourself, which is self-care, as Tiffany with and I always tell us, and learn about healing and traumatic experiences that you can overcome, you end up being a brand new you. So I'm going to play you some of Alicia. Brand new me. Think about this. Let me tell it to you, okay?
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. The one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. It took a brave, brave girl to try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised. A little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been on this. I'm not waiting for your okay. I'll never be perfect, but at least now I'm brave. Now my heart is open, I can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me.
That's right, and we want you to tune in next Tuesday with Stephanie on Tele Tuesday so she can speak on healing that trauma. And on Thursday, we'll be doing Cross Country Connect. And on Friday, we will be doing Find It Out on Friday. Want you to be mindful out there and keep in mind whose shoulders we are standing on to push through this. And as I stated again, we are victors celebrating Women's Month.
We'll be right back.
Celebrating Women's Month today, yesterday, and every day, okay? Let's walk this bridge together and walk on to this victory. Have a wonderful evening.
Share with love all through the land.
They won't.